Okay, now, as we said in the beginning, the Peretz Yisrael, this Mishnah is because we want to start with the Seder of how Shabbos comes in. We want to speak about the things that you're not allowed to go out with Erev Shabbos. So we're going to speak about Erev Shabbos already. Mincha comes before. So speak about things you're not allowed to do before Mincha any day of the week. Lav Dafka Erev Shabbos. And then we'll get into the things you're not allowed to do specifically on Erev Shabbos. Lo yeshev adam lefnei hasachar samach lemincha ad sheyispal. A person is not allowed to take a haircut. Samach lemincha, the Gemara will discuss which mincha this is. There's mincha gedola, which is half an hour after chatzos. Half an hour shows manios after chatzos. That's called mincha gedola. And then there's mincha ketana, which is 2.5 hours before nightfall. What's it called? So samuch lemincha, which means a half an hour before. So it either means at chatzos, right, which is half an hour before mincha gedola, or three hours before nightfall, the ninth hour, which is a half an hour before mincha ketana, which is 2.5 hours before nightfall, before shkia, really. Machlokas, when exactly mincha ketana, we hold till before shkia, 2.5 hours before shkia. So until you daven, you can't take a haircut. You can't take a bath. Below leburski, and not start tanning hides. Below lechol, or eat. Below ledin, and not sit at a din Torah. Din hiskiloi mafsikim. If you started at this time, somach lemincha, then you don't have to stop when mincha time comes. Mafsikin lekriyashma, ve'ein mafsikin letfila. You have to stop. If you start any of these things before zman kriyashma, then you do have to stop. But for tefillah, which is mincha, is only tefillah, you don't have to stop. See Rashi. Lo yeshiv adam lefnei hasachar lestaper, to take a haircut. Somach lemincha, kodem lemincha. Ad sheyispal, shemi yishkach leyispal. We're afraid that you'll get involved in these things and you'll forget to daven. Veho afilu b'chol nami. This is not only Erev Shabbos. This is any day of the week. V'hadetani hacha mishim d'domi l'hadetani gabo lo yetzei achayit b'machto Erev Shabbos im chashecha shema yishkach v'yetzei mishetech shach. Why is it doing here? This was to do with Shabbos. It has to do with Shabbos because we're going to soon learn the things you're not allowed to do mincha Shabbos, Shabbos afternoon before Shabbos comes in. So since it's similar, so start already things that you're not allowed to do anyway in the afternoon, even not Erev Shabbos. All the reason of all of them is we're afraid you'll get involved and you'll forget to daven mincha. If you start any of these things, you don't stop. Finish. It's only where there's time that you'll still have time to daven before you finish these things. But if you're going to finish these things and the time for davening will be gone, then you have to stop to daven. But the Mishnah Berurah brings down that even if you'll miss tefillah b'tzibur, if you don't stop, but you'll be able to daven, but you'll miss the minyan, you still can continue. You don't have to stop for tefillah b'tzibur if you started already. And Tosfos says that even if you started be'isser, right, you started when it wasn't, you're not, you started early in the morning and the meal dragged out till samach lemincha. Even if you started be'isser, samach lemincha, when you weren't allowed to start, you still don't have to stop. Mafsikin lekriyishma, the isa midaraisa, vein mafsikin letfila, uvigmara parah, chatani leresha. We already said that. You don't have to stop for tefillah. We're talking about mincha, which is shmona esrei. Okay. Tosa says that, says you can't eat a suda before mincha. Lemaisa erev Shabbos and erev Yontif, you're not allowed to eat even after mincha. So in other words, you should be hungry, right? So, he says that's Erev Shabbos is even if you daven already, but a regular day, right, only if you didn't daven aren't you allowed to eat. If you daven already, obviously you're allowed to eat on a regular day. Okay, now the Gemara says hi samach lemincha, which mincha are we talking about? Ilema lemincha gedola, if it means samach lemincha gedola, which would mean at chatzos, right, a half an hour before Mincha Gedola. Mincha Gedola is a half an hour after Chatzos. Amaylo, why not? Ha'ika Shos B'Yom Tuva. There's plenty of time, right? There's a good 6 hours, close to 6 hours, to be able to daven. How are you going to get involved in these things for 6 hours? A long haircut, right? El Samach LeMincha Ketana, right? Must be that it's talking about Mincha Ketana, where there's only 2.5 hours left till the end of Zman Mincha. So it's possible you get involved or whatever, and you'll miss Mincha. In his Shchilu Ein Mafsikin, if it's talking about Mincha Ketana, then if we said that if you started, you don't have to stop, Neima Tavit Yufta Rabbi Shuman Levi, then if it's talking about Mincha Ketana, right, and it also tells me that if you started, you don't have to stop, right, and Tosa says even if you started the Isser, right, and that's a kasha on Rabbi Shuman Levi, Dom Rabbi Shuman Levi, Kivin Shigi Azman Tfilas HaMincha, Asa Lo'adam Shi'itom Klum, Kodam Shi'ispal Tfilas Mincha. Right, that as soon as the time for Mincha came, okay, it's also for a person to taste anything before he davens Tfilas Mincha. Mashma, that what's it called? That even if you started, you stop. The Gemara says, lo. La'olam samach le'mincha gedola. Right? Really, it's talking over here, Mincha gedola. And what was the question? Why do you have to stop so early? Right? What in the world are you going to get involved in the haircuts and the bath or whatever that could stretch out 6 hours? Gemara says, yeah. Ubitispor is the ben elosha. Right? When it's talking about tisporis, it's talking about a special kind of tisporis. Not any kind of haircut. A regular haircut you could take, somach lemincha gedola. But a haircut of ben elosha used to take a haircut like the Kohen Gadol used to take. That the hair was cut where no two hairs overlapped. Your whole head was covered with hair, but one layer. It took a long time to give such a haircut. So it's possible it could draw out for 6 hours. We're not talking about stop taking a shower. We're talking about in those days, taking a bath was an elaborate thing. You had to go to the bathhouse, and from beginning to end, with the spa and the manicure and whatever, everything included in the bath. Laburski gedola. We're talking about a big burski of tanning hides with a whole long process. We're not talking about a little meal. We're talking about sitting down to eat a chasana meal. To eat the Suda's bris, where it's a big meal. It's a formal meal, where it could drag out for hours and hours. And din means not to start a din Torah. Right? Not just not to finish it. Not to start it. But again, once you start, right, it could drag out for hours and hours a din Torah. So therefore, the Gemara says now that we're talking about Mincha Gedola, and we're only talking about big things. But Mashma, a small meal, right, you would be allowed to eat before Mincha Gedola. But Mincha Ketana, then you couldn't do any of these things before Mincha Ketana, even a small meal. And that's where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that by Mincha Ketana, if you can't eat anything, can't even taste anything, and therefore if you start it, you have to stop. So, according to this, till now, it would mean the following. The halacha would be, before Mincha Gedola, right, you're not allowed to do big things. Little things you could do before Mincha Gedola. Even the big things, if you started, you don't have to stop. Okay? By Mincha Ketana, there, you can't even do the small things, and the chora, if you started, you have to stop. Okay? There's no kashin Rabbi Shuman Levi. Rabbi Shuman Levi was talking before, Zman Mincha Ketana. And he holds that you can't eat anything, you have to stop, even if you started. Okay. That's the first lush. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Amar, Rav Acha bar Yaakov argues, and he learns the mission differently. La'olam b'tisporas didon. Right? It's talking what's it called, even a small haircut, even a regular haircut. Not this elaborate haircut. And it's talking about Mincha Gedola. You can't even take a regular haircut before Mincha Gedola. So why can't you sit to take a regular haircut if you have 6 hours left for the Zman of Tefillah? That was the original question. Because maybe the barber's scissors will break, his machine will break down, And until he gets the machine fixed or whatever, it takes 6 hours. You'll be in the middle. You'll forget to daven mincha. Velola merchatz lahaziyah bi'alma. Merchatz is just to schwitz. Just to go in quickly, take a shower. Still it's awesome. Why? Amai lo gzeira shem yisalta. Because maybe the guy will faint in the shower. And he'll, and he'll then forget to daven mincha. Velola burski li'yune bi'alma. Right, Bursky means just to go and look to see if the hides are progressing okay. You're not getting involved in any big thing. So why lechatchila shouldn't you even go in to look at your hides in the Bursky? Because maybe you'll see that something's wrong, and it'll upset you when you won't have a mincha. You'll be so upset with the loss that you have with your hides. You're gonna forget to daven mincha. See from here something interesting, I think. Right, lechora, if the guy is concerned about his hides, if they're okay or not, right? So lechora, if he doesn't go to look at them, he's also going to be matrid, right? He's also not going to be sure what's happening with his hides. Mashma, that knowing for sure that they're no good is worse to a person than having a suffix whether they're good or they're not good. What's in the hashlocha from this? And there is a shaila where the people, women who are pregnant, should take an ultrasound, right, where they can't do anything about it, but you could find out if something, Rachmana Litzlan, is wrong. So people say that, what's the nafkamina? If there's nothing wrong, you can't do anything about it, what's going to be? But at least you'll be prepared, you know that it's wrong, it's better than having these doubts. You see, from here, it's not like that. It's better to have doubts and to always hope that nothing's wrong than to know something is wrong for 9 months and to have the tsar. Right? The tsar of knowing something is worse than the tsar of being the suffix that maybe something's wrong. V'lo lecho besuda ktana lechatchila amaylo. Why can't even a small meal, even a snack, right? We'll see when we get to the halacha what's considered a meal. Dil ma'asi lamshuche. Because maybe people, you know, take another course, another dessert, another whatever. So it could drag out. V'lo ledin bigmar din. Din means even the end, just to come to hear the psak din, which takes a few minutes. Lechatchila amaylo, why not lechatchila? Dil mechazi time of the sasar din, because maybe as soon as they're going to say now the gemar din, somebody's going to find a reason to totally turn over the whole din and have to start again. So there's always something that could go wrong, right, even with small things. So therefore, lechatchila, you shouldn't start even small things before mincha gedola. B'di'evit, if you started, you can continue. Okay? And before mincha ketan, it doesn't say then what would be. Right? Mashma for sure, even small things, what's it called, you can't start. You can't start small things before mincha gedola, surely before mincha ketan, that lechora should be the halacha. And could be the difference between mincha gedola and mincha ketan is that if you started before mincha ketan, you have to stop when the time for mincha comes. Rashi. Mincha gedola haschol zman tamid shel ben harbayim michimascha laharif dehainu mechatzi sheva lamala, 6.5 hours. Chatzi sheva means a half an hour before the seventh hour, 6.5 hours. Okay, that's chatzi sheva. The hachatzi sheish vechatzi sheva chamal menes barosh kol adam, because from the 5.5 hours till the 6.5 hours, in other words, noontime, 6 hours is noon, right? The sun is right in the middle of the sky. The koderis kenegda lamata. The eno nota l'shum tzad. And the shadows don't move to either side. The sun's right above head. Umichasi zayin lamala, from 6.5 hours and onwards, notim rekiya lamarav. That's when the sun starts to go to the west. Samach lemincha mitchila sheva. And therefore, samach lemincha is a half an hour before from the beginning of the, what's it called, the sixth hour, meaning the seventh hour, right, which is the end of the sixth hour. Okay. In other words, noontime. Mincha ketana, betesu mechza, right? Mincha ketana is 9.5 hours into the day. Shoyu regilim shol la'achur yoser mikein, kedamrina betamid nishchat, somach la mitchilas asara. Right? That was the latest that they would make the korban atamid, 9.5 hours into the day. In hischilo e mafsikin, bitmiya, the avar azman, right? If you started, you don't stop. And the zman will go over. Lema tavet tiyufta diktani hacha yigmaru sudasam. And Rabbi Shimon Levi said you can't taste anything. You have to stop and daven mincha. Ben Elasha chasmo shel Rebbe hoya. Ben Elasha was the father-in-law, of the Rebbe. Pizer Mos Lumo Tisporishal Kohen Gadol. And he spent a lot of money to learn the Tisporis, the haircut they used to give the Kohen Gadol. Shoyim Mesaper Koro, Shov Elo Begamri. Right, he used to cut his whole head, but not completely. Elameniach Kol Asaros Tzas, Kedei Shia Rosho Sholzeh, Betzadik Rosholzeh. That the hairs didn't overlap. The top, the top of one hair was at the root of the next hair. Behind Kosum Yichsum Wes Rosheim. Right, that's what it says in Yecheskel by the Kohanim, that's how they used to take a haircut. Umim Shechtum, it takes a long time to give that haircut. Burski Gedola, Oros Harbi, of Tchilas Tikunam. To start the tanning process, and with a lot of skins, still you're allowed to do your what's it called the chatchila, not allowed. But the evidence, if you started, it's okay. Lekulei milsa de merchatz lachu frosho l'shtatei pechamin of etzonin lazia. It was a whole process to take a bath. Right, first they had to wash their hair, and then to first go into the hot water, then the cold water, and then to shvitz. So it took a long time. Shem yishaber hazug shom isparayim. And Rav Achim Bar Yaakov says, no, even a small haircut you can't take. And even before Mincha Gedola. Why? Because we're afraid that the machine will break. The scissors will break. The Yitzorech Lavzorach Zugat, he's not looking for another scissors, it's going to take time. And Merchatz also, you can't even start just to go into Shvitz. Why? Yisalfe, he'll faint. Liyune Bialma. Shame's at Tchilas Asiyasa, but Filo Hachil Chatchila Lo Yikanisla. You still can't even start a Din Torah, even to finish it. All you're going is to hear the Psak Din. Some of Klinik Gedola, Dim Lachazi Pseida. Oh no, to go to look at your height, even just to look at them, you can't do. Why? Dim Lachazi Pseida Bezvine Shemis Kalkulu Besocharos. Because maybe you'll go and you'll find that they were destroyed, they were getting ruined, and you'll really be upset. Right, the matrid yitzayir, the atarib yitzayir, lo yispal. You'll be so upset, you won't have it. The sasru dina yistru mashi yistiku v'yavzru behen v'chozul yostchilas adin. Maybe right before they tell you over the psak din, they'll have charata. They'll see another thing. They'll realize they made a mistake, and they'll start the whole din again. So all these things could end up taking a long time. Okay. If you started, then you don't have to stop. Mashma, if you didn't start, then you can't start. In other words, whichever the pshat is over here, either it's talking about a suda gedola before mincha gedola, right? Or it's talking about what's it called, the suda ketana. We'll use that. In other words, big things before mincha gedola, right? But not small things, or even small things according to Rav Achim Bar Yaakov before mincha gedola. If you started them, then you, what's it called, don't have to stop. If you didn't start yet, you're not allowed to start. So the, what's the start called? Hascholas tisporos. When is it considered? Meimosai hascholas tisporos. Omrav ovin mishiyaniach ma'aforis shel saporim abur. When you put the barber's sheet over you, the barber puts a thing over you to keep the hair off you, right? As soon as he puts it on, that's called the beginning of the haircut. You don't have to start cutting yet. As soon as he did that, you sat down in the barber's chair and he put the thing on you, then you don't have to stop anymore. Okay? And Tosa says, even if you did it be'isr, you did it, what's it called, in the time that's also to do. You didn't start the haircut 11:30, you started the haircut at 12 o'clock. But if you sat down in the barber's chair and he didn't put the sheet over you yet, then you have to stop. That's not called haschala. Okay? That's not called starting. Umei masay haschala's merchats, when is it called that you started taking a bath? Omer of oven mishiyarem afroso heimenu. When you take off your outer clothing. Right. Right. You take your sudar off. First thing. The Rambam, I think, says we take off your underwear. That's called the beginning. If you didn't take your underwear off, right, you can get dressed again. But the Rashi learns, is talking, you took off your hat. Took off your hat, ready to get you took off your jacket, right, your outer clothing, you also consider just the start of the bath. Even if you didn't do anything else, you don't have to stop. Umeimosai hascholas burski, when is it considered you started the tanning? Mishiyikshor bink seifa, they used to put an apron on, because the acids could destroy your clothes, get on your skin. So they put, used to put a big apron. When you tied the apron on just to go in to see the borski, that's already considered a beginning. When's it considered you started eating? Rav Omar Mishitul Yada, when you washed. If you washed already, then what's it called? Then it's considered you started eating. Rav Chanina Omar Mishiyatir Chagura, when you loosen your belt. Velo plige. Ha'alon v'halahu. Depends in Eretz Yisrael or in Bavel. Right? Okay, let's see Rashi. The name of Shuv ain't mafsik. He said if you started, you don't have to stop. When is that start? They used to have the barbies to put a thing around, like we do today. Put a thing over you so the hair doesn't go on your clothing. Take off your first beged already. You know, that's already considered starting taking a bath. Some kind of thing that, like an apron that went over the went over your arms and protected you from the acids of the borski. In Bavel they used to wear a tight belt, so to eat they had to loosen their belt, right? Otherwise they couldn't eat. In Eretz Yisrael they didn't wear a tight belt. They didn't loosen their belt before Netilas Shadayim. They didn't have to. They didn't wear such tight belts. Okay.
Why was it Rav was the one that said...
Tosfos says that, what's it called? Rav, who was in, what's it called? Rav was in, let's see, Yitol Yodav is for Eretz Yisrael, right? Rav was in Bavel. Okay? So he, but his students were Eretz Yisrael. The Talmidim from, what's it called, from Eretz Yisrael used to go to Bavel to learn. And the Talmidim from Bavel used to go to Eretz Yisrael. It's better to learn away from home. So if you were in Bavel, you went to learn Eretz Yisrael. And if you were in Eretz Yisrael, you went to learn in Bavel. Okay? So Rav, who was in Bavel, had Talmidim from Eretz Yisrael, Tosfos says this. And that's who he taught his Talmidim the way in Eretz Yisrael. He's teaching for them. They were going to go back home to Eretz Yisrael, right? They would know. So, And Rabbi Chanina was in Eretz Yisrael, and he was teaching his Talmidim from Bavel. So he told them what was in Bavel. Okay. Now there's problems other places that doesn't seem to fit into this. What's it called? Tosfos speaks about, which is not what we're going to speak about over here. Some say this was talking about when Rab, before he went to Bavel. He was in Eretz Yisrael, and Rabbi Chanina Taka was in Bavel at the time. But Pashtus, Rab was in Bavel, and Rabbi Chanina was in Eretz Yisrael. They were teaching Talmidim from the opposite place. Okay. Omer Abaya. Hani Chavrin Bavloi. Leman de Omer Tfilos Arvis Vishus. Kiven de Shorele Hemiona Lomatarchinamai. Now, since we mentioned that loosening your belt is like the beginning of the meal, right? So it says in Bavel, where they used to loosen their belt, okay, if you hold the Tfilos Arvis is Vishus, okay? We had it in Brachas, right? That, and Tosfos says it doesn't mean Rishus Gomer. It means that if you have some other important thing to do, you can be Mevatel Arvis. Okay? If you already loosened your belt, then you don't have to put it back on and daven Marv. Okay? You can continue eating and not daven Marv. Uleman di omer chova mitarchinen lei. And the one who holds a Tfilas Arvis is a chova. You have to daven. And it's talking where you said Kriyishma, because you have to be Matzik for Kriyishma anyway. Tosfos says, talking about said Kriyishma already. You just didn't daven Marv, Shimon Esrei. Right? You daven, you said Kriyishma, and you, what's it called, you're holding before Shimon Esrei, and what's it called, you loosened your belt, and you weren't, and what's it called, since it's only Rishus to daven Marv, you don't have to, what's it called, to daven. You don't have to put your belt back on, you don't have to daven. But if you hold Marv as a chova, then even if you loosened your belt, you have to put it back on and daven marit. Where it says v'hatfilus mincha v'lekuli al mechovehi u'snanim ischilu e'mafsikin. Right? Now, not that you don't have to daven marit. You don't have to. You can still eat. And we're not afraid that you'll, what's it called, that you won't daven. Because even if you don't daven, so what? It's only reshus. But if it's a chova, we're afraid you won't daven. And therefore, if you loosen your belt, you have to put it back on. Go stop eating, go daven, and then come back to eat. I said, Chora, what difference does it make if Marav is a chova? It's no different than Mincha. Mincha for sure is a chova. Right? Usnani mischilo emafsikin. By Mincha it says that if you started, meaning you loosened your belt in Bavel, right, then you, what's it called, then you don't have to stop, and you can continue eating, and we're not afraid you'll miss Mincha. And that's talking what's starting when you loosen your belt. So why, if Mariv is a chova, should it be worse than Mincha? Right? Mincha, if you loosened your belt, you can continue eating, right, as long as there's going to be time to daven, and we're not afraid that you're going to forget to daven. And Mariv, we all are afraid. Why? Where it says, Hasum of Shricha Shikras. In the daytime, it's not Shriach where people get drunk. Right? They're busy, they have things to do. But Hacha Shricha Shikras. But at night, what's it called? We're afraid that people, what's it called, are going to get drunk. So therefore, at night, even if you started eating, you have to stop. Inami v'mincha kivin de kviyal azimna mirsus v'lo osi l'mifsha. Arvis kivin de kule laylazman arvis lo mirsus v'osi l'mifsha. Since Marav has such an extra amount of time, there's no zman kavua until when you can daven Marav. You daven all night, we're afraid that people will keep putting it off and they'll end up not davening. Mincha has a set time, it's not that long, right? It's only 6 hours, whatever. Therefore, what's it called? You don't have to stop. Rashi, lo shchicha, lo mitarchinan lei, vahatzik, ela yir, no, the man de Omar, tfilas, arvis rishul. We didn't do that? Yeah, we did. Laman de Omar tfilas arvis rishul, mesentas brachas, mneshi keneged hektar chalom v'imurim, she'en ma'akim kaparosim. Because Mara was nikba, keneged hektar chalom v'imurim, which is not ma'akim. So therefore, it's only a mitzvah anyway. So Marav is only a mitzvah. Lo mitarchin and leva hatzik ala yigmar v'yachis palad. He started to eat, meaning he loosened his belt. He doesn't have to stop. He can continue eating and then daven Marav. But the man yomer chova. But according to the one who holds that it's a chova, even if you started eating, you have to stop, right? So why is that different than mincha? That if you started eating, you don't have to stop. Lo shlicha shikrus ain't derek lishtakan bod yom. It's not the norm to get drunk in the daytime. Lefichah gomer v'yispalu. Ava b'layla osu l'ishtakir b'sudasun. At night they used to get drunk. He called the glowing in Gilead. Okay. You see the halacha. So Tosfos here, Paskins, what's it called, like the Lishna Kama. That it's only a suda gedola that's osu to eat. Right? Not like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. That even a suda ketana before Mincha Gedola, because we're afraid that something will go wrong and it'll extend. But like the first Lashon, that only a Suda Gedola do you have to stop before Mincha Gedola. And then there are other Rishonim, what happens by Mincha Ketana. By Mincha Ketana, even a Suda Ketana, or by Mincha Ketana, also only a Suda Gedola. But there, if you start, you have to stop. So there's all different opinions in the Rishonim, what would be, so that's if the Halacha is like the first Lashon. The Rambam paskins differently. The Rambam paskins that, like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, that even a Suda Ketana you can't start by Mincha Gedola, right? And Memela by Mincha Ketana for sure you can't start even a small Suda, right? And there's also a Shaila, whether Mafsikin or not. By Mincha Gedola, ain't Mafsikin. What would be by Mincha Ketana is also a Shaila. So we have Machlokas, the Rambam and the Tosfos, right? Whether the halach is like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who says that even a Suda Ketana you can't start by Mincha Gedola, or the halach is like the Lishna Kama, that's only a Suda Gedola you can't start by Mincha Gedola, but a Suda Ketana, not sure by Mincha Ketana or not. So the Shulchan Aruch passages like the Rambam, lo yeshiv adam listap or samach lemincha ad sheyispal, v'lo yikonis lemerchatz, v'lo leburski, v'lo ledin, v'lo lechol, afilu Suda Ketana, Samach lemincha gedola. That's like the Rambam. That's like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Okay? Vin hiskel ba'achas mikol elo eino matzik. But if you started, you don't have to be matzik. Afal pish hiskel be'isser. Even if you started when it was usher to start, still you don't have to stop. The hu shiye shos b'yom l'spal achas yigmar sudaso o malachto. That's like Tosa said, and Rashi brings down from the Gemara later, that's only when there's going to be time to daven. But if you started be'isser or be'heter, and it's so late that you're not going to, if you finish eating, you're not going to have time to daven, and then you have to stop. Okay. But, like we said, you don't have to stop for tefillah b'tzibur. You only have to stop if you're going to miss davening completely. Aber in ein Schoß des Spal, ach, ich kann so, ich habe sich mir an. Und bei einem, was sei, als Cholles die Paurus, mich in der Schoß der Parma, brücke, was man merkt, dass ich schon die Wusche all jahren, was Cholles Bursi, mich in der Schoß der Bank safe hab, kider ich habe Burskin, was Cholles den, im Hoyu Oskin, wo mich in der Schilu, bei den in Litauen, dem Lohayu Oskin, wo mich in der Siatfu, a Dayonim, und die Don, mich in der Schoß, a Daiti, Ladun, when you sit down, to the judges sit down, that's the beginning of the din, the Haskolas Achila, mich in der Yodam. And we don't have this idea of loosening our belt, right? And therefore, Haskolas Achilas when you wash your hands. Hagor. That's the Mechaber. That's the halacha for Sfardin. For Sfardin, they can't start even a Suda Ketana before Mincha Gedola. Okay. V'yesh Cholkin. Ramah now. This is Ashkenazim. V'yesh Cholkin. Usvir Lahu, the Suda Ketana Mutter. V'enu Asarak, the Sudas Mesuin, Omila, Suda Gedola. That's the Lishna Kama. And that's Lytosis. So the Ramah brings down the tour, B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, right, that the halacha is only, you can't sit down at a chasana meal before Mincha Gedola. But a regular meal you can eat before Mincha Gedola, there's no problem. The Yesh Omrim, Tafilu Suda Gedola, Samach Le Mincha Gedola Shari. And some hold, right, that's the Balamor, that, what's it called, that since in Brachas, the Gemara had a different sheet over there, that even this whole Gemara is not halacha. And you can even start a Suda Gedola before Mincha Gedola. The Yesh Omrim, the Suda Ketana, Afilu Samach LeMincha Ketana, Shari. And some hold that the Suda Ketana is Mutter even by Mincha Ketana. That's the tour. The Nagu LeHakel Kishtei Asvaros. And the Ramah says the meaning is to be naked like both of these things. The Hainu, the Suda Gedola, Samach LeMincha Gedola, before Mincha Gedola, you can even eat a Suda Gedola. Or the Suda Ketana, Samach LeMincha Ketana. And by Mincha Ketana, you're even allowed to start a Suda Ketana before Mincha Ketana. You just can't start a Chasana Suda before Mincha Ketana. But Mincha Gedola, you could start a Suda Gedola, right? That, like the Balamor. And by Mincha Ketana, you're allowed to start a small meal. But you can't start, there you can't start a big meal. Mishum Da'akshav Karnal Beis HaKnesses. Because now, the meaning is that they remind people to come to Shul. They have a, what's it called? Kriyas Hashamish, okay? But a Suda Gedola, we're not Somech on. Chasana, we're not Somech that people are going to remind you to go Daven Mincha in the middle of the Chasana. And therefore we're not afraid that people forget to Daven. Miyu B'Suda Gedola, Yesh L'Hachmer, Apilu Somech L'Mincha Gedola. However, he says, better to be Machmer than not to start a Chasana meal even close to Mincha Gedola. V'Apilu in Hiskel Kodem L'Chein, Mishmagia Mincha Ketana, V'Ashov Veres, Tzorek L'Hachmer L'Spavu. And if you start it, when it comes man, Mincha Ketana, you have to stop, and then what's it called, Daven? Because with Mincha Ketana, the Rashitas are hold that you have to stop, even if you start a Beheter. Right? So once it comes to Mincha Ketana, and you're in the middle of a big meal, you should stop and Daven Mincha. Okay. So, and then the next halal, V'hado Asher Lechol Suda Ketana, Haimek Yishikoveil Suda. It's only when you sit down with a Kviyas. Have a Litom, just to take a small snack, the Haino Achilles Peiris. Peiris means fruit, and anything besides bread or cake that you koveya on, mutter. V'huadin lechol pa, you can even eat bread. Kebeya, right, less than a kebeya. Kebeya or less, kedera shonam ocha below keva, mutter. That's also, that's like sukkah. Less than a kebeya is considered not achilas keva, so you can eat that also before minch. That's not called a meal. A meal means where you koveya yourself eating more than a kebeya.